Breakfast with Africa Malani.
Peter Flower joining me on the line from Cape Town, City of Cape Town's Director for Water and Sanitation. Peter, how are you?
Good morning, Africa. No, I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very well, thank you very much. You must have been smiling from chin to chin. No, cheek to cheek, I think would be the better expression. When we were experiencing on that rain, of course, in Cape Town, particularly this last Thursday. We don't have the data, I don't imagine, yet to determine how much rain has fallen in May in Cape Town so far. But how are we doing in our fight against the water drought?
Well, Africa, yes, we did have good rains across certain parts of our catchments. A little disappointing in some of the major catchment areas, but certainly in some of them, for instance, Wemyss, we're already above the long-term average rainfall for that catchment. But in the bigger catchments around Tiervaderskloof, we're still down and about, what do we know, about only about 25-30% of the long-term average. So whilst this has certainly been significantly better than last year's rainfall that we've seen in May, it's not up there. And I just want to make the point that we mustn't get too complacent now that the rain has started, that we don't need to keep the pressure up on saving. It's still very important to try and protect whatever water we have and allow the dams to recover as much as possible. But nonetheless, it is encouraging to see that the trend has been better this year than last year so far.
And what projections, if any, are the climatologists giving you as far as winter rainfalls in Cape Town? We do know that the June, July months are the ones where we get the most rain from our winter season. Is it looking good?
Africa, it's difficult to say because the climatologists are obviously being cautious as well in making predictions around this. And there's still a lot of uncertainty in if one looks across all the modeling systems. However, it does appear that the tendency now is moving towards indicating that there's a fair possibility that we will get better than average rainfall from June onwards. But, you know, we don't know for sure. So we still have to operate in a very cautious and conservative manner. Until it happens, there's no certainty. I'm sure one understands that. One can try and make predictions, but there's never any absolute certainty to that. What we've seen in past years, that predictions indicate so many millimeters per day are coming over the next day or two, or when they're usually projecting it a week or two in advance. By the time you actually get to it, those amounts have dropped considerably, and we would see those cold fronts sweep past further south of us and therefore not deliver the full amount. So far this winter, we've certainly been seeing better cold fronts moving through with more rain falling. So let's hope that persists. But yes, there's a little bit of a tendency to indicate better than average rainfall possibly over the period after June.
Let's talk about the augmentation schemes that the city has been investing in. A number of them, unfortunately, not coming onto the grid as timeously as expected. But we did have some good news earlier this week. I think it's the Strandfontein one that has already started pumping water into the system. There are some delays, though, with the others.
Yes, Africa. I mean, in some cases, it's delays. In some cases, it's change in strategy. But in the instance of the three desal plants that we progressed with, quite right, Strandfontein came online. It's been running. All of them, in fact, are running in commissioning phase. But we allowed the Strandfontein one to start feeding into the system because all conditions required under the spec were then satisfied. And at this point in time, we're running at about 4.5 megalitres a day into the system. And it's intended that it'll ramp up to the full 7 megalitres a day within a week or so. The V&A waterfront one, similarly, it's almost at the point of being released into the system there. It's running. It's just satisfying the last few criteria of the specification, and then we will allow them to supply into the system. And that's 2 megalitres a day. And that will ramp up also gradually half to start with, just to test the systems into the supply area. And then up to the 2 megaliter a day. The Monwabisi, the one that will be the last to come on stream, we expect that to be fully on stream towards the end of June. It will, during the course of June, be starting to ramp up from about 1.5 megaliters a day. So those are the three which will give us 16 megs a day in total.
Which, anything will help, but it's not a significant contribution to the water needs of Cape Town at the moment. We're consuming about 525 megs per day?
No, it's not. And the decision that we took to move away from installation of temporary desalination plants was based on the fact that the cost of it is extremely high, and also the delivery time on it is never what it is intended in the first instance. The tenders would, in good faith, indicate that they could meet certain time frames, and it's been shown, and international experience has also shown, and this is how we moved away from the intense focus on temporary desal as the solution. It's shown that costs come out extremely high by comparison with other forms of augmentation, and that delivery times are never what they appear to be when being looked at from at the beginning. So we are concentrating in terms of desalination rather on a permanent installation, and that is being considered now for something of the order of and going for a large installation than rather these small ones. We'll be looking at something around about the 120 to 150 megaliter a day type plant as a permanent installation, another temporary quick fix, because those are very expensive. And your unit cost then comes down considerably when one does it that way. And, of course, you offset the capital cost and over a much longer period. So that is in the planning stage at the moment. Other forms of augmentation, which are where we focus now, of course, are on the groundwater systems, where one can generate the yields far more rapidly. And that's where the focus has been on the Cape Flats aquifer, the Table Mountain group of aquifers, which are heavily fractured rock zone underlying the Cape Fold and Mountain Belt. And we've been exploring that for many, many years and identified, the better areas to drill at. And at the current time, the focus is in the Stembras areas close to our Stembras Dam. But Cape Flats is expected to come on stream starting in September. And that's getting, obviously, apart from just drilling holes, one's got to put the infrastructure in to get the water from the various clusters of boreholes to points where one can deal with the water quality, have small storage tanks, and then obviously pump stations to get the water pumped up to the required pressure to put it into the system. So all of that infrastructure obviously takes time to put in place. There's land ownership issues that one has to deal with, various supply chain challenges one deals with. So these things all, unfortunately, have considerable time frames that one has to get through.
And luckily enough, we have the luxury of time now, because winter will bring with it some rain, hopefully a little bit more rain than the average rainfall we get for the times we do. So we make slightly more informed, less rushed decisions. And by the next summer, we should have a little bit more water into the system that will help with whatever water we have at that time.
Quite right. No, absolutely. Let me just say that the dams, as of Friday, were at 23.1%, which is 3.1% higher than they were at the same time last year, which means we've crossed over the curve, the decline of the dams, which we publish on a weekly basis. And it is encouraging to see that we've now moved across to a point higher. And if these rains continue to come in doses over the next few weeks, obviously that will continue, and it's encouraging to see that saturation has taken place and that we're getting net increase in the dams. Because what happens in the beginning of the winter is that the first rains just need to saturate the ground so that one actually gets runoff, because dams don't fill just from rain. A little bit that falls in the dam obviously helps, but what really fills a dam is the collection of all the water from the larger catchment area around it. But that runoff doesn't take place until the ground is fully saturated. And what we've seen now over the last periods of rain is saturation, and now we're getting effective runoff into the dam. So that's really encouraging. Whereas last year, the rainfall events were so far separated that saturation would start to take place. Then it'd have a long period of dry before the next rain, and you wouldn't get any runoff really. And that's why the dams took so long to start filling last year too.
Peter Flower, that's very good news. Thank you very much for your time this morning. City of Cape Town's Director for Water and Sanitation. According to WeatherSA, the next rain we'll be experiencing in Cape Town on Monday. There's an 80% probability of 20 millimeters of rainfall. Temperatures a minimum of 14, a maximum of 16. On Thursday, there's a 30% probability of 10 millimeters of rainfall, continuing to Friday with actually improved probability, 80% of about 20 millimeters of rainfall. So it's looking good the week ahead as far as rainfall in Cape Town is concerned. Here's a voice note on the issue of water.